Thank you for calling, nigga. My name is Winston. I have this issue today.
Hi, my name is Janice. I'm calling from Best Buy. I just want to confirm one order. I don't know if you can help me with this. Can I give you the order number?
Yes, ma'am.
773-245-25. You said 773? 245-25. I just want to know if they are still coming today.
What time was your service window, ma'am?
Between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You said between 11 a.m. and what?
And 1 p.m.
It didn't come up with that that FMS number, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
It didn't come up with that order, that FMS number, it didn't come up. Do you have a telephone number for that order?
Yeah, it is 505-389-0509. Can you please give me just 1 second? I will refresh my customer.
Yes.
Thanks.
What? Stop playing with me.
You in the head.
Oh, too explicit? Why I don't see no little dots at the bottom, no response?
Okay, thank you very much for that. Do you already find information?
I'm still waiting on this order to load, ma'am.
Okay.
You too independent. You don't like no help. You don't, can't nobody, I don't like owing no. No, not you. Y'all can't nobody do nothing for me. I ain't nobody want to hear that shit. Excuse my language. You said you're nervous. Oh, I know. Yes, ma'am. Is this order for Angel Gallegos?
Gallegos, yes.
Two times. So it says the service window is from 11 a.m. 11, and you didn't get a pre-call.
Do you see if they're going to show up today?
More than likely, they probably won't. If they're already an hour late, I would guess, say they would. I can call and see if they...
Do you know why they're not going to show up?
No, I don't know the answer to that, unfortunately, and I apologize about that inconvenience, but I really don't know a definitive answer for that one.